And the happiest of Tuesdays to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Same.
A little quicker on the pickup today.
Aloha.
Good job, buddy.
I love it.
See?
It is the 19th day of the 8th month of 2025. 2:31 in, 1:34 left to go. 10 days until Labor Day weekend. Not this weekend, but the next 16 days, 2 weeks from Thursday, NFL season kicks off with the Cowboys taking on the world champion defending Philadelphia Eagles.
It's going to be us next year.
I feel so good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Fall falls in 37 days and 73 until Halloween. Today is National Potato Day.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. Actually, 10 years ago on this date, we'll fast forward a little bit, is when the craze mailing potatoes randomly to people became a thing. It actually started a company in Texas, Potato Parcel, and it's still a thing. I checked.
I must have missed this.
10 years later. Yeah, you can go to it. Potato Parcel, and you can mail somebody a potato.
Yeah, if you're going to mail me anything, it's going to need to be chocolate. So, thanks. I have my own potatoes. Okay.
Well. International Orangutan Day. I fear it.
Yeah, and big teeth.
National Soft Ice Cream Day. If you don't have big teeth. World Humanitarian Day.
You give and you give and you give and you give.
Yeah, it's just kind of generic. Everything right there. Mm-hmm. National Hot and Spicy Food Day.
What if you want either hot or spicy?
You got it. National Old Man Young. Oh, dear. National Old Man Young Woman Day. That's
to all the sugar babies out there.
I should probably read these ahead of time.
She loves you for your personality, guys.
National Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day.
I have no idea what that would sound like.
Misa don't wanna. And National Sandcastle and Sculpture Day. So you got a lot of ands. Hot and spicy, sandcastles and sculptures, and old men and young women.
You know, I think to truly...
But isn't every woman young? Thank you.
Celebrate the thing. Wouldn't we have to all go back to Hawaii?
I'm smart.
Talk to the boss about that.
Aloha.
Aloha.
On this date in history, 1909, the first automobile race occurred at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Oh, look at him go.
1913, that is when Lifesavers, the candy, was trademarked and made. Made by a guy named Clarence.
Do you see the Lifesavers at the checkout?
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
It's great. Also, there's nothing better, and I still think it's fantastic as a Christmas, like, stocking stuffer or something, is the book of Lifesavers.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
And there's not many words.
On this date in 1919, Afghanistan gains full independence from the United Kingdom.
Look at you go.
Yeah, that's went well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On this date, 1993, in celebrity weddings of the 90s, Kim Basinger, whatever, weds Alec Baldwin.
Aw, and look at him now.
That turned out well, too.
Uh-huh.
On this date, speaking of newlyweds, it was 2003 that MTV debuted the reality series Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica.
Oh, dear. You know, back in the day, I worked for a top 40 radio station.
Sure.
And we had them at a Christmas concert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the whole, like, MTV crew was there. It was a thing.
I had Jessica Simpson on the show one time, and it was right after she had been distracting Tony Romo all season long.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
And I was told no questions about Tony Romo. So what was the first question?
What's up with Tony Romo? Get your game on, girlfriend. Did she appreciate that?
I won so many awards for that.
Yeah, the sad part is she's a phenomenal singer.
2004, Google went public. Before that, they were so private. 2006, Carrie Underwood releases Before He Cheats.
Girls got hits.
2010, Operation Iraqi Freedom. Iraqi Freedom ends with the last U.S. troops leaving. On this date in 2013, the phrase bro country appears for the very, very first time.
Bruh.
Who is responsible for all this? I've got questions.
Florida Georgia Line. Mm. It was actually written by Jody Rosen in the New York Magazine story to describe Florida Georgia Line's music.
Jody, you're going to get an email from me later.
Turns out she was right.
'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating.
Happy birthday, and friend of the show is 81 today. The greatness of Raging Cajun, Eddie Raven. Happy birthday, buddy. Elsewhere, he is a footballer. Quarterback Kirk Cousins is 37 today.
He catches and throws things.
No, he just throws.
Okay, that's what I said. He throws things. That's why I'm the sports director.
And rapper Fat Joe is 55.
Who I think is now thin.
Country singer, good friend of the show. We have his number. We could call him, wake him up. That'd be Clay Walker is 56 today. Happy birthday, Clay.
Good morning, Clay.
And the legendary Jacksonville, Texas native Leanne Womack is 59 today. It's a good day for birthdays, man.
I think we need some cake.
Elsewhere, John Stamos is 62.
Oh, a beautiful piece of man candy.
Gerald McCraney is 78.
I don't know if I don't know.
Can you believe there's only 16 years difference between John Stamos and Gerald McCraney? And then Bill Clinton is 79 today. I don't know if he'll be on the show, but he's done it in the past. We got a lot of show, though, and evidently we've only got now 3 hours and 40 minutes to fit the rest in.
We head up to Real Country Mornings with KB and Heather Lee.